There is nothing wrong with your internet. Do not attempt to adjust your settings. We are controlling the podcast. We control the squealing and the screams. We can make your heart flutter, your eyes blur from tears, or sharpen your mind to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit back. We are in control of what you hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your settings. You are about to experience the awe and mystery known as the female mind. You are now entering the Fangirl Zone.
Welcome to Sci-Fi Talk on the Fangirl Zone, a podcast where we discuss shows on the Sci-Fi Channel. I am Sean Fangirl S.
And I'm Steve, and today we'll be discussing the penultimate episode of Season 3 of Resident Alien.
And Steve did that because I never say that word right.
And the ratings for this episode brought in a 0.07 rating in adults to 18 to 49 with 0.575 million viewers. So the numbers are continuing to increase.
It's going up. That's all we need. All right. So episode 7, here comes my baby. Harry and Asta get surprise visits. Ben grows suspicious of Mike and Liv's private investigation.
Well, we open with Joseph, who creates a steel mesh glove from Harry's DNA. Now he can handle the alien ball with ease. Meanwhile, Harry drowns in his sorrows in 1970s heartbreak jam. Asta tries to snap him out of it, reminding him that the entire clinic has listened to I'll Never Fall in Love Again on a loop.
Oh, God, that's torture itself.
Yes, like, it is.
I can listen to the song. You know, that's not the problem. But having to listen to it on a loop for who knows how long?
Yeah.
Think you know.
No. She urges him to throw himself into the work at hand. He must finish constructing the bomb that'll eradicate the grave. Next, Ben pops in for his therapy session with Harry. At the same time, Kate wakes up handcuffed to her bed. Unfortunately, she drops the keys to the handcuff. That's not good.
No.
Yeah, she futilely attempts to retrieve it before swallowing her pride and calling a friend for help.
I will be honest, though, when we see the help come, it didn't seem like it was that far away.
Yeah.
But, like, stretch with your leg? I don't know. But anyway, we then get Ben venting about the tension between him and Mike, and Harry channels his own pain into his advice to Ben. The episode even blesses us with a scene featuring Ben feeding Mike bird seeds in bed. What? Why?
That's Harry's mind taking over.
I know, but please stop. This is getting really weird.
Yes.
Harry urges Ben not to trust anyone again and to stay away from people, which Ben interprets as, I should follow Mike to learn the truth. Okay?
Yeah, where did you come up with that, Ben?
Yeah, I'm not thinking 1 + 1 = 2 here. It sounds like it's equaling 12.
Yeah.
Their Harry Vanderspiegel therapy method, HVTM, apparently is working as designed? Question mark. Asta finds Mary Ellen Taylor, her biological mother, in the clinic lobby. Mary Ellen suggests that they have lunch together and talk. Well, that's weird, right? Elsewhere,
yes.
Liv. Yeah, I'm not feeling this. It's not a good vibe.
No.
Elsewhere, Liv tells Mike that she knows someone messed with their murder board. And Mike is pleased to hear that Liv wants to rejoin the Peter Bach investigation because their murder board? I like that. It was sweet. Meanwhile, Ben tries to spy on Mike and Liv undetected, but is incredibly unsuccessful. Side note, this bit with Ben peeking through the blinds is hilarious, especially when they fall and break. It's like, oh, you thought you were trying to be clever and not be noticed.
Yeah.
Swear to God, him and Mike, like, two of a kind.
Yeah.
Mike has contacted a second chemist whom he and Liv plan to talk to regarding the complex formula in Peter's journal from his van's hidden compartment. And side note, Mike is right. Fennec foxes are cute as hell.
Later, Harry arrives home to Lisa, who's not very excited to see him. Of course, we know it's Bridget. Suddenly, Lisa/Bridget starts throwing Harry around his cabin. Someone's been lifting weight. Lisa Bridget vows to kill Harry, But first, his fave baby alien plans to make him suffer.
Is that a different kid? Because she looks different.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Now, Darcy unlocks the handcuffs on Kate's wrist. Kate claims she loves her bed so much that she doesn't want to leave it. Now, that alerts Darcy to Kate's crushing secret that she's getting abducted by alongside Ben. However, Kate remains tight-lipped regarding the truth.
I do love it that she's like, okay, I love you, but I have to go to the bathroom really bad. I'm thinking, okay, I get up in the middle of the night, so that would be really bad.
Yes.
Not locking myself down to that bed.
No. At the same time, Harry finds Max and asks the latter to help him track Bridget. Max tells Harry off, accusing him of only talking to our new alien tracker when he needs something. Irritated, Harry steals the alien tracker device from Max's backpack. Max doesn't put up much of a fight, and Harry looks upset by Max's nonchalance.
Now, this is kind of weird, because I don't know what's going on with Max. It almost feels like something was cut out that we missed.
Yeah.
So this was a very odd moment, and hopefully things will correct, but I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Later, Asta and Mary Ellen have lunch. Mary Ellen reveals that she has information on Asta's family tree. She tells Asta that the info wasn't cheap to find, so she asks for a fee. She's exploiting Asta's desire to know her roots and to make a quick buck. Next, we hear a voiceover from Ben as he assumes the role of Gumshoe, which this part was hilarious.
Yes.
Coming right after that moment with Asta and her bio mom, it was a little rough, but at least it was lighthearted enough to kind of make you giggle.
Yeah.
He spies on Mike and Liv while they sit in the diner. To throw him off their scent, Mike disguises his voice very badly, calling Ben, claiming he needs to pick Max up from school. Why Mike sounds Russian, I'll never know.
No.
Meanwhile, we see Bridget morph into Harry before entering the 59. He waltzes around, sampling pub patrons' drinks before vomiting into someone's bag. Thank God it wasn't a purse. I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
Ooh, there would have been a fight. But, you know, Bridget, you're still underage.
Yeah.
While working her shift at the 59, Darcy gets a distressing phone call. Then Kayla advises Asta on the Mary Ellen situation, which is also distressing. Mary Ellen is being a shitty person who's manipulating her daughter. Naturally, Kayla wants Asta to proceed with caution, or not at all.
Yeah.
Harry storms into the diner, where he learns from Asta that he's been banned from a particular local establishment. Bridget is trying to sully Harry's reputation in town. What was it, the cheese place? Apparently, yeah. Harry really digs it.
Yeah.
But now it's toe cheese.
Yeah. Darcy arrives at the hospital to find her mom, Bethany, sitting beside her father, Gerald, who's unconscious. He had a heart attack. After Bethany leaves temporarily, Gerald wakes up. He tells Darcy how proud he is of her. He believes Darcy is meant to do great things. A little awe there.
Yeah, elsewhere, and I was a little mad at her mom.
Yeah.
Because she's off getting ice chips for her wine. What the hell, woman?
Yes. Elsewhere, Harry encounters Sahar outside the park. Her eyes light up when she learns that Bridget is back. Harry uses her love for Bridget to lure him into a trap. I'm happy Sahar is back. We've missed her sassiness.
Oh my gosh, that whole scene was so funny.
Yes,
when she's like just answering to everything that's in his head. And it's like, wow, what is happening?
Yeah. Next, Asta and Mary Ellen meet at the pub. Asta gives Mary Ellen a check. She gives Asta a file full of genealogical info on Asta's family. However, it's only Mary Ellen's side, not Asta's father. Mary Ellen claims she has an old desk from Asta's dad. She can leave his name on a note in one of the desk drawers and sell it to Asta. That's when Asta's reservations are confirmed and she takes the check back. Good for you, Asta.
Oh, this was so sad, though.
Yes, it was.
Kayla's watching, and it's like, you know she wants to say something.
Yeah.
But Asta reminds Mary Ellen that she cut ties with her, not the other way around, and that was for very selfish reasons, not for Asta's well-being. And you could totally see Kayla's heart breaking, as well as all of ours, for Asta.
Yes.
She's so sweet. Her awful mom doesn't deserve her. Later, Mike leaves Liv in his car while he heads inside a building to meet with that second chemist. And then He and Liv pop out from behind said car when Joseph approaches. I love the little balloon inside.
Yeah.
They tricked him. Unfortunately, Joseph grabs Liv and threatens to shoot her if Mike doesn't hand over his gun and Peter Bach's journal. And oh my God, that whole scene.
Yes.
It was like, who's on first? Okay. Like,
yeah.
Mike, he's told finally after they figure out what he's supposed to be dropping and what he's supposed to be kicking over.
Yeah.
And then Joseph asks him about the formula. And he's like, don't you say ice cream. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He says that later. My fault. Because Mike's telling him it's about ice cream.
Yeah.
I wanted Liv to be like, don't tell him it's about the ice cream. Ice cream will never be the same again. If that formula is lost, well, truer words will never be spoken. Suddenly, Ben strikes Joseph with his car. Holy crap. Actually, it's Deborah's car. Before the alien can attack Mike and Liv. Wow.
Yes.
Unexpected. I don't know about you, but I was
absolutely unexpected.
I think my jaw actually hit the floor.
Yeah.
Ben speeds home with Mike and Liv as his passengers as he's loudly unraveling. It's hilarious. This might be one of the favorite scenes from this episode of Resident Alien. Because Ben is like, oh, I can pin it on.
Yeah.
I can pin it on Deborah. It's her car. What? Dude, you're also in the car with the sheriff and the deputy.
Yes.
So suddenly Ben drives back to where he hit Joseph, you know, because he might still be alive. Probably not. But there's a chance to clear Deborah's name. All right, Ben, just stop. Please stop.
Yes. Meanwhile, Sahar and Harry wait for Bridget at Harry's cabin. Bridget clambers through the window and into Shahar's arms. While the two bask in their sweet reunion, Harry uses the alien tracker device to blast the baby alien into blue gooey pieces.
Oh my God.
Yes. However, the pieces reassemble to form Sheriff Mike. The main cast materializes and they're all Bridget. John, Lisa, Isabel are also present. 42 makes an appearance. Harry orders Sahar to leave while he fights off many of the Bridget's disguises, every human he knows.
That was funny. She did not waste time. She's like, okay, bye.
Yep. Even the pizza delivery guy. Side note, you got to love that Cats in the Cradle is playing during this scene. So it perfect. Was good.
Yes.
Anyway, every time Harry zaps one of the disguised Bridget, another one rises in their place. It's never ending. Next, Mike, Liv, and Ben are shocked to find Joseph is MIA. He's gone. Liv believes he was taken into space. She informs Ben that aliens are real. They abduct people and wipe their memories. Ben has tears in his eyes. Something tells me he knows deep down that he's been abducted.
And I love it because Mike's like, no, it was secret government helicopter.
Yeah. At the same time, Harry hashes it out with Bridget, who looks like Max. Bridget claims he only wanted his father, but Harry put him on a spaceship alone. Understanding Bridget's feelings, Harry apologizes and declares his love for his son, and they embrace.
Like his baby.
Yeah.
That's got to be a little weird with it looking like Max. It's like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Later, Darcy visits Elliot at home. She wishes him and his girlfriend well and acknowledges his effort to care for her when they were together. Darcy reveals her dad is proud of her and believes she's bound for greatness. Oh, homegirl is about to do something reckless and brave, but probably more reckless.
Yes, absolutely.
The following morning, Kate wakes up in bed to find her wrist is free from the handcuff. Then she sees a message, it's real, on her forearm, which she wrote in Sharpie from her pocket. Oh, no. Meanwhile, Harry drops by Asa's office to give her a framed photo of him with Bridget. They've mended fences. He realized he tried to send Bridget away for selfish reasons, just like Asta's mom. I love that he keeps attempting to place the framed picture on her desk and she keeps shoving it into the drawer. Where is he getting the picture? Like, how is he getting that picture out? Or did he bring multiple that we didn't notice?
Yeah.
Because at one point she even looks in the drawer and is looking up like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
Then Kate visits Harry. She asks if he can remove something from the nape of her neck. And that's when he notices a tracking chip from the Greys. He asks if he can place her under hypnosis to help her relax. Next, while she's hypnotized, Harry inquires about the Grey ship. Kate describes being led into a room, much like Ben. The Greys allow her to spend time with her daughter. They want her to bond with the infant girl. Oh my God, this is going to be really hard.
Yes, it is. However, they rip the baby away from Kate, and it's very heartbreaking. Garretson is phenomenal here, and Tudyk's nuanced work doesn't go unnoted. He imbues Harry with empathy and tenderness. Initially, Harry wants to ease her memories, but he decides to allow her to keep them when he snaps her out of hypnosis. Once this happens, Kate lets out a gut-wrenching sob, and Harry comforts her.
And that was really surprising. I mean, the fact that he let her remember, and I think it was because of everything he just did with Bridget, of course.
Yes.
But then he goes and he comforts her, because I'm thinking it's like seeing that was like, oh, this is how normal people would react.
And right.
Harry has been so odd all this time that he finally gets it.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just surprised that we get to see him act very human here.
Yep.
And it was very sad. I was hard watching.
Yes, it was. Meanwhile, Asta chats with Jay in her car outside Jay's foster parents' house. Jay admits she was hurt by Asta keeping the secret of her parentage for so long. She hopes they can talk about it. And you got to love that for Asta.
Oh, yeah.
She's always felt remorse for giving up Jay, but the run-in with her crappy mom reaffirms that she did it for selfless reason. And it's nice to see the relationship with Jay deepen. Harry invites General McAllister over after finishing the bomb. He even wrote instructions on how to use it. In English or in your language, Harry.
Maybe pictures. Who knows?
Yeah. However, he tells McAllister he wants to detonate it now. Unfortunately, somebody stole his bomb and the instruction manual. As it turns out, that someone is Darcy. Of course it was. We see her driving towards Yellowstone with the bomb and the instructions in tow. She's ready to be a hero. Do you think Harry and Asta can stop Darcy before she seriously hurts herself? I sure hope so.
Will
Harry's bomb eliminate the Greys? Can Liv make Mike a believer? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Will Kate tell Ben about their abducted daughter? Probably. And how will Peter Bock play into the inevitable final showdown?
You know they have.
Yes, only time and one more episode will tell. We'd love to hear your thoughts on each and every episode this season. Our deadline for feedback is 6 p.m. Eastern every Friday during the season. You can send your feedback via email or audio to contact us at fangirlzone.com. Please review and rate us on iTunes and any other platform you use for your podcast. With good ratings and reviews, it helps other fans of the show find us, as there are plenty other resident alien podcasts out there. Tell your friends, and we hope you're enjoying our podcast. And don't forget to check out the other great Fangirl Zone podcasts.
You can check everything out at www.fangirlzone.com. We have a podcast page where you can find all of them, as well as our contacts page. But we are everywhere your podcasts are, so you can find us all over the interwebs. So for this episode of Sci-Fi Talk,
I'm Steve. I don't trust you. I will use her as bait, and she will never know. You're not going to use me as bait now.
And I'm Sean Fangirl S. And until next time.